Hey, with an injury to another player, it kind of opens the door for you a little bit. How do you look at your opportunity right now, considering Chad's out for a while?
Well, right now I'm just looking at it the same way I came to camp. I'm just out here trying to get me a spot. I'm not looking at it like any more of a chance. My mindset coming in was earn your position, not get it by default. Just work hard so the coaches can have faith in me to put me out there to play.
How are you feeling physically?
I feel great, great. Like I said, when the offseason started, I was ready to go, I was prepared, healthy, and ready for the season to start. Now it's here, feeling good.
That makes a big difference for you to come in healthy for the first time.
Lot different because, you know, last year I missed camp, and when the season started, I still was kind of, you know, limping a little bit from the ankle, but I was still playing, and then, you know, had an unfortunate situation that I injured something else, but I'm back this year, ready to go, ready to play hard. I'm trusting my body 100%. You know, injuries happen. This is football. It happens to a lot of people, and it just happened to be me the last 2 years. But I'm not thinking about how it happened last year. I'm just moving forward, not trying to. Because when you think about injuries, they happen. So I'm just out here working hard, just going to the future.
Sorry to see Chad.
That really hurt me because, you know, Chad is such a good person and such a hard worker, like one of the biggest competitors on the team. And to see him go down on a play that, you know, he was untouched and he was really looking forward to this season, it's tough on us because as a DB group, we're together so much. We're with, you know, each other a lot more than we're with our family. So it's just like we are a family. And to see him get hurt, you know, it hurts all of us. And we all hope he gets well quick.
What's it mean to the DBs to have the kind of young line that you have and the kind of linebacking core that you have in front of you?
It's great, you know. A great front seven can make DBs look real great, so we're happy to have them.
You've suddenly become one of the longest tenured Patriots cornerbacks, especially with Asante not here. Is that amazing to you, being an undrafted guy? And it's only your fourth year, but you are one of the longest tenured guys.
Yeah, well, longest in years, yeah,
but
years here it is. I'm kind of like a vet, so it feels good. But we still got Torres, so I'm not officially the old corner. So we got Torres here.
But as far as comfort within the Patriots system is what I'm saying. You know, being your fourth year, and a lot of these other guys, even Chad, and some of the guys, some of the rookies. Do you feel extremely comfortable, especially when you look back at your first couple years?
Oh, yeah, I feel real comfortable. In the meetings, everything is just natural. I don't really have to study the plays. I just have to work on just making them, playing them better, because I know all the calls, all the plays already. Now I just got to work on my technique and how to play it better.